Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You know, it's like how they say, what is it? There's like a few things that are the most stressful things in your life. Getting married is one of them. Moving is one of them. Quitting and moving to a new job is another. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember when
having
we were
a baby.
Having a baby, right? I think that's one of them. And like, I remember when we were selling the house, and oh my God, on the radio, just today I was hearing someone talking about selling their house and their frustrations with like their buyers that they were having and like how they were like flaking out on them. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm past that. But I remember being stressed about that process and thinking that that was the worst part. And then like you're packing and it was like, I was like, this isn't so bad. Like, it's not so bad packing up and then like moving and then like being here. And then it's just like, it just never ends. And I think, and then I kept being like, Eric, like, I feel like I'm going to die. And then Eric's like, that's what they say. That's mm-hmm. the stress from moving. And I'm like, but I just don't know.
Everybody says they feel like they're going to die. Stop it.
It's pathetic.
I still think the worst part was trying to sell.
Yes. Easily. No, I overall, absolutely. Because once we were here, especially for us in our particular situation where we moved from a tiny, tiny, tiny home, it was like this huge sense of relief. And then I felt weird feeling stressed about still not being able to find the colander. I'm like, why do I even care? I'm so much better. But like, where the fuck is this colander? Is it in an alternate dimension? What is going on? I feel like I'm going crazy. I feel like I'm actually going crazy. Did we ever have a colander? What the hell, Eric?
What is a colander? You could just take a nail and hammer holes into a coffee can.
Yes.
There we go. And that will help you get out some of your anxiety, too.
Help her get out her anxiety. And then when it's just a meaningless pile of metal shreds, then go buy a colander.
Oh, you're great.
I'm enjoying the mental image of you having like, you know, a normal, not one of the giant Costco coffee uh-huh. cans, but one of, you know, little Folgers thing trying to do 2 pounds of spaghetti at once. Uh-huh. Son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a fucking bitch, oh, fuck, damn it.
God damn it, Abby, this argument is terrible.
And Abby's just like, I knew that wouldn't work.
It works for SpaghettiOs. Well, not exactly.
Yeah. Is that how you make SpaghettiOs?
You drain out all the, and then you strain out all the sauce.
It's just like soggy Cheerios. Canned soggy Cheerios.
Delicious canned soggy Cheerios.
Basically, it works in the sense that it makes them inedible, so you have to throw them away and you don't have to eat them.
Do you remember liking SpaghettiOs?
I loved SpaghettiOs.
Seriously, like when you're little, you like SpaghettiOs. And I remember I bought them for my kids a few years ago, and my kids didn't even like them. They were like, these are terrible. And I'm like, yeah, they are. They're terrible.
They're the pasta with like watery.
They don't have any flavor.
Ketchup.
Yeah. They put a tomato in a gallon of water and then it's water and then they just use
they just
the water.
A tomato. Yeah.
Yeah. They take that tomato out and they reuse it in another batch of SpaghettiO water. And then they just it's the essence of tomato water around a soggy mm-hmm. Cheerios. That's what SpaghettiOs is.
And then you rinse all that off. You don't want that flavor to be overpowering.
No. In your coffee can colander, and then you just have some soggy Cheerios with a few coffee grounds stuck to them.
That's for fiber.
These recipe ideas are amazing. We should.
Can I tell you guys a beautiful story?
Let's vote.
Yes.
While we're waiting, ready to come. No, I was just telling him this story. When I was little, my grandfather got us a record at the library and made us a cassette tape of it. And we used to play it all the time. And it was electronic, like electronic music and lots of moogs and stuff. and it was like
dead
moves,
moogs,
moogs.
Synthesizers. Synthesizers.
Like,
oh my god, moog? I seriously thought she said moves. I don't even know what a moog is. I'm
very
confused.
It is a brand of synthesizer.
Yeah, the Robert Moog was a avant-garde, well, was avant-garde then, but like he started the, not started. I'm going to get totally raked over the coals if I make any claims by someone on Twitter, so I won't talk about Robert Moog. But anyway, that's what a moog is. It's, he invented it or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Don't hate me, Twitter! But
hey, I don't even know what a moog is.
I'll talk more loudly about bats while you guys
moog,
talk about it.
The moog fans are going to also hate you for not knowing
moog
what the moog
fans.
Is.
Man, are there going to be moog fans?
My uncle did a, he was one of the first people to do a specialization in electronic music when he was at Oberlin in the 70s. And he like met Robert Moog and said it was like meeting God. He was so excited. But anyway, back to my beautiful story.
I'm so sorry. I just was confused.
That was it.
I was like, what are moves? I thought there were moves, and then it was moogs, and now I'm so confused. I start over again. What's happening?
But anyway, so there's songs that they were so funny and quirky, and it said Music from Outer Space on the cassette tape. And we like made our stuffed animals dance to them, and we can still sing the lyrics that we made up to these songs today. My siblings and I can. And I've been looking for this music for 20 years. My grandfather died when I was 16, and blah, 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 blah. So today it occurred to me just out of the blue that maybe it wasn't really called Music from Outer Space. I'm a librarian.
Yeah.
If I cannot find it, I know the catalog's looking, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait a second. Maybe he just wrote that on the cassette tape. And I remember that one of the songs was Dance of the Hours, you know, electronic version, the one that goes da-da, 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 like,
oh, yeah.
Hello,
mm-hmm.
Mother.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah.
That one. And I found the whole thing. And I'm able to buy an LP version of it on eBay. I cannot freaking wait to introduce this to my children and sing it all the time. It's on YouTube, too. I didn't have to buy
it. What was it called?
It's called
Moogs from Outer Space.
It was called Moogs, not Moves, you idiot.
It's called The In Sound from Way Out, is what it was called.
Oh, that, okay. Hey, that's like similar.
Mm-hmm. It is, Cheers.
Is clink. Alex there? Oh, clink.
I'm not sure if he's there yet.
Yeah. I got roll 20.
Roll 20. Good.
Exactly. We're finally doing something dangerous in this game.
Whoa!
I'm just kidding.
Everything is dangerous.
Now he's going to cream us, dude.
No, just Rafina.
I was just listening to the one where she got hit by a boulder, like, right away. Like, a boulder. And it was Rafina. She's, like, smaller than a boulder.
Are you mad at me, Eric?
I don't even remember that.
What? No, I mean, I think that compared to what could have happened, I hit you with many fewer boulders than I could have. All right. Previously on Pork Fried Dice. I don't have a recap written, so...
Oh, shit.
I'm going to improvise a poem about... And spit all over
Ew,
Katie.
Really
if I keep spitting, she won't be able to criticize
okay,
me. So
I'm gonna go over here. Bye. No, seriously. You know that spits.
It's gotta be very alliterative.
I feel like that would prompt criticism.
But of my spitting. See, it's a diverse
deflection.
It's a diversion,
right?
Yes. Diversive criticism. The group finally made it to Ravenloft.
Finally.
And they came in upon a black cart. My brain keeps wanting to make this into a limerick, which is not going to happen.
Oh, I know. That's crazy.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
They initially shunned the front door and...
ate a Pop-Tart?
Something, something fart.
And headed into the back where there wasn't a Walmart. Instead, they found there an empty carriage house where the wagon was parked and then the horse flew. They kept going around the castle and eventually made a big U. They then walked right in the front door and noted some dragon sculptures when they looked up. They went further in and met Rahadin.
I can't tell you're making this up.
Oh, wait, no, up rhymed with up. No.
No, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
Who took them to sit with Strahd and sup.
Oh.
Nice.
Cool. This man was the one that Will had seen when ousted from his town. He also freed Lank from the jail. This thought made the warlock frown.
Wait, was I doing anything else?
Probably
other
not.
Than that? It's all that I do anyway.
I suspect that. Oh, you mean...
Frown!
Made him more frown. They entered a grand dining hall where the vampire played them a tune.
I wish I could record his gestures.
My gestures. This is my thinking gestures.
Please. Wait.
This is the last verse, so
no!
Better hurry up.
No. Oh. Nope.
Nope.
You're going to record this, though. You also needed to record all of us listening, like just our facial expressions, because everyone was sitting there just sort of like...
They entered a grand dining hall where the vampire played them a tune. Our visually gifted dwarf saw that this vision before them was an illusion. The vampire let out a maniacal laugh and disappeared with the throw of a spork. The lights all went out, the doors all shut, and I ended with a limerick.
You dork.
You dork! That's what I said, you dork!
Me dork.
Me dork. That's awesome!
Wow.
Okay, so, you know who, I don't know who, but who elects the poet laureate? Because we've got to get Eric on that list.
Is it an election? Is that on the ballot and we've just all missed it? Voted party line too many times.
Wow, good job, man. I would
Thanks.
Have frozen. I would not have been able to come up with that. I'm pretty good with rhymes, though, but it's in the presence of people listening.
Well, that's why you don't look at them and
yeah,
you
I know.
Move
he
your hands.
Off.
And you move your hands as if you're doing
something
else.
You were born in another era. You were born in, like, the... No, the stage era. Slapstick.
This era.
Yeah,
vaudeville.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, very grand gesture, whatever that was.
Those are some grand gestures.
Well, joke's on you fuckers. You're trapped in Castle Ravenloft and there's no lights.
Oh.
It's dark.
It is pitch black.
I want to cast light. I can cast light.
Lang can see. He could see everything.
I know!
He could even before he got his eyes melted out.
That's amazing. Well, I want to
go ahead.
Cast light.
Do it. What are you going to cast light on?
One object that is no larger than 10 feet in any dimension.
There you go. So a 10-foot cube.
How big is that table?
Well, what does it look like on the grid?
I don't know.
Each square is 5 feet. It's bigger.
So it's bigger than that. So mm-hmm. I can just touch a chair. Mm-hmm. There. I'll cast light on a chair so it's like a glowing light in the middle of the room.
Okay.
Oh! Nope. That sound just never happens.
That's
when
what
I cast
Nick says.
Anything. Oh!
Blank reacts the way someone does if you've been in the dark for a while and someone turns on a light.
Yeah.
Like, oh!
Makes that noise that always happens in movies when people with night vision goggles, the high-pitched whine.
Yeah,
when
that
light...
whine, yeah. Yeah.
When
we'll
you're
in
video games,
time.
When you're waking up from a... Not waking up, but like after you've got a head injury and you're like coming to and the light shines in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
it's like a, I don't know, how, C. Apparently it's Spanish. I don't know what yep. I'm
yeah, sure yet.
So, you all can see.
We can see!
The,
this is great.
Go ahead.
You, I don't know about Link's eye powers, right? But
I don't know if he was explicit about them or not.
But I know that he has weirdo eyes.
Oh, yes, yeah, you definitely yes. do.
So I can ask him. Link, can you see anything funny with those funny eyes of yours?
Funny how?
I don't know. I mean, did you get...
I mean, you threw a fork at Strahd, so I'm assuming
I saw that Strahd wasn't Strahd. But I will glance around the room. Do I need to roll for that?
You can roll a perception check.
Perception, ooh. Okay.
But he has great sight. Why does he have to roll?
Well, that
object.
Doesn't mean... All right. Objection noted.
That's a grand total of 5.
Okay.
He told you shouldn't have rolled.
I was distracted by you saying I had crazy eyes.
It's my fault now.
Basically, the
now
room...
my eye sockets are filled with tears.
Brimming. It's as if he's laying horizontally, like there's surface tension, just but like vertically on the sides.
Like aquariums. Weird.
The room appears to you as it had before you threw the fork, in that there's still a what looks to be a delectable feast laid out on the table in front of you. The only difference is that's the illusion of Strahd is gone, and the door behind you is closed. Rahadin had closed it behind you.
I don't see anything different, other than Strahd's phantom not being here.
Yeah, and Rahadin, Rafina, he had closed the doors without him in the room. He closed them in front of him, between you.
I see.
What's Bathwack doing?
Me?
Yeah,
no, the other one.
Yeah, no, I did. Did Will cast the light already?
Yeah, I did. That would have been my immediate reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Yep. There's a dining room chair that is glowing.
Yeah.
At the foot of the table.
Oh, a dining room chair. Then I'm going to be trying to light a torch.
Okay. You succeed. Lank, suddenly there's a source of fire in the room with you.
Nice job.
You were relieved as the chandeliers went out. But now another source of flame has emerged.
I'm going to move away from it.
Okay. This is a big enough room. Your fear is not such that you need to run screaming out of here.
It's just sort of an edging away.
Yeah, got it.
Like, I've seen a spider across the room, and I'm like, not sure how I feel about that.
So yeah, the two main things to note in this room are, again, the big table with lots of food and drink on it.
Yeah.
Looks like it's fresh, piping hot.
Can I check it out?
You can smell it. It's, you know...
It's real?
I
want to pick something up.
I told Lank that it didn't look like an illusion.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't know that, so
no,
I want to pick
telling
something
you, yes.
up.
Yeah. Anything you touch on the table seems, like, legit. And there's some good stuff.
Oh, man!
The other thing to note in the room is the huge pipe organ against the far wall that Strahd was, well, illusory Strahd was playing.
Rafina runs over to the pipe organ and yells through one of the pipes, Strahd!
You hear it echoing up the pipe with whatever tone you would like it to have, depending on what pipe Rafina would select.
It's one that fits just her face.
Got it.
And, Strahd! What do you want us to do? Where'd you go? Are we Rafina's... supposed to eat the food?
Rafina's voice echoes
what I
up
know
through
is...
the pipe.
Don't make fun of me.
Sorry.
Like Rafina knows a lot about instruments so far, and yet she just thinks that if you yell,
it's a speaking tube.
Well, here's the thing. The organ is so humongous that the pipes are super, super long.
Yeah.
And sometimes the pipes have to be stored like horizontally under the organ. So she's just hoping that one of these pipes actually curls up and around, which they wouldn't, but, you know, up and around through the house.
Yeah.
The whole house so that it would like reverberate to where
Dude,
he is.
She even has a, see, I liked just that it was whimsical, but she even has an actual reason. That's amazing.
That's right. It's an actual reason.
And upon getting closer, you see a little engraving that said, crafted by Robert Moog on the front. This pipe organ really moogs.
Can I shuffle things around on the table? I really want to investigate, like, things on the table and, like, be
you
like...
You mean like a, like, three-card...
No.
Or, yeah, three-card Monty?
No, thank you. Just more okay. like...
Like a normal bridge shuffle.
And just and you said that when I looked at the food looks normal.
Yes, you don't notice anything else in this room.
The only thing was
sight that right. I mean, you haven't like you just looked from where you were standing, so you know you can't see through things. But anything in sight, you don't see anything that appears to be illusory.
Are we hungry?
Yes.
No, we're not.
Especially yeah. smelling this food because
oh,
it's
no.
the best
scared.
Food
our
you've smelled
pumping.
In
You can't make
years,
us be hungry.
And, you Wait, even see, Bathwack even sees a quinoa salad there. Looks like maybe it was put together just for him.
Before we dig in, I think Lank would climb up on the table to get a better look at the food.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're able to just peer up over the top of a serving dish. I mean, there's lots of different meats. There's a whole platter of cheeses. There's goblets of wine with decanters full of the stuff.
Where is this food from? There's no food in this valley, I say in character. Like, this can't be food. Even though my stomach is growling, this can't be food. There is no, it's all beets and wolf steaks.
What looks like fresh hot loaves of bread.
No.
With bowls of butter.
Oh, I haven't seen a single cow since we came here. There's no way that that's butter.
There's no, in true sight, there's no, like, detect poison or anything like that.
Nay.
Lank, does it matter where I am on the table? Like, am I near the loaves of bread?
They're just, it's sort of scattered about as if anybody sitting anywhere could get a pretty good sampling of all the different delectable things before you.
Lank is going to pick up a nearby loaf and take a big bite.
Whoa!
All right.
No, it's probably made of children!
Or beets.
You bite into the... It has a nice...
Or worse, beets.
It's okay, guys. It's just babies.
Baby bread.
It's not beets. You bite into it. The crust has a nice crunch to it. And it is just soft and hot. It's like it just came out of the oven. And it is wonderful.
Lang's going to hold up a finger just like, you know, wait a second, everyone. He wants to see if anything happens.
And he keeps eating
yeah,
everything.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
He puts the bread back down to make it clear that he's not just being a dick. As he like fills up a plate buffet
Too late.
Style.
Too late. Assumptions have been made. All right. How long would you like to wait?
I'll eat the big bite of bread and swallow it and then see if I'm dead.
Okay. Lank is waiting with a mouth, a throat full of bread with bated breath.
Well, I would hope that it made it past the throat into the... Like, I don't want to, like, lodge in my throat. Like, good news, bad news time, Lank's writing this out. Good news is it's not poisonous. The bad news is I'm dying.
Yeah, I mean, so far nothing's happened.
Lank says to the group, it doesn't taste poisoned. Who knows? We were coming in here expecting to die anyway. We may as well eat.
Well, but I would rather die trying to defeat a terrible villain in the way that I like to do, typically, as the hero I am, than just eating food and dying from being poisoned.
Does it appear to be affecting your hit points?
Let me pull up my spreadsheet.
What is your current hit point situation?
Oh my god.
I'm at full.
Okay.
I'm full up.
And did you spend any hit dice or anything?
I believe I spent one. Let me check.
Yes.
Bathwack's going to take a bite of the bread.
Suspicious questions.
You should, before Bathwack takes a bite of the bread, you may want to find out why the DM's so interested in my...
Yeah, really.
No, I had already impulsively decided
That's
to
right.
do it anyway.
He did. Did you answer me? I could not
Lank,
hear.
Lank deflects Bathwack with another thrown fork now that he knows that he's good at it.
Yes!
It passes right through him.
Yes!
The plot thickens. He's still eating bread, so it's like, the wolf thickens! To answer your question, I have spent one of my hit die.
Okay.
And but I am at full from that, and Rafina gave me two last
time. That's right. Okay. Got my last two.
You now have not spent any hit dice.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
You know, I...
You feel recharged?
I feel even better now than I did before I ate the bread. It'd be idiotic. Okay, maybe he's an idiot. But why would he bring
Will's
us
nodding.
Here? Why would he bring us here, go through all this elaborate stuff, and then kill us with poison while he isn't even in the room?
Because he was almost killed when we fought him before, Will says. If you're saying that out loud.
I am saying that out loud. It's like...
They both say to each other out loud.
If I mean, you're saying that out loud.
We're not brain texting Will. Eye contact.
Strahd likes amusement, right? It's not sporting to kill half-dead people, right?
Right, well,
that's true
it too. Might not be poisoned. It could be full of something that makes you fart. Like, who knows? Maybe just something that could debilitate you later.
Like farts, but you're not sure why.
Not wanting to take any chances, Lank throws himself out a window and kills himself.
I like that.
You're also impressed since there are no windows in this room.
And yeah. I would imagine that'll... we're on the ground floor.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Lank is now farting fire, right? That would be a problem.
Of which he's scared. He's very frightened of his own farts because it's never...
Yep.
Okay, Bat-Black, moving off that topic.
Bat-Black, had you spent any hit dice?
Four.
You regain one spent charge with that mouthful of bread that you ate. Yeah. It tastes great.
Lank's gonna start making himself a sandwich.
Whoa, a sandwich!
Is there a tureen of soup?
Oh, yeah.
I think there's everything up here. Come on up!
Rafina's
still standing on the table.
She takes the water skin out of her satchel and starts filling it up with soup. Later.
There's bowls and stuff. You want a bowl?
It's half full of water.
I'm picking this for later in case I need it.
Yeah.
It's Panera to go.
It is.
It's mostly water. She adds a little soup. She's like, just like the SpaghettiOs mom used to make.
Yes.
Okay. You spill a lot, but you get, you know, a good amount of soup into your...
Fruit, right?
Yes, there is.
All right, I'm going to eat some persimmons.
Okay. You do notice, oddly, that there are no bananas present on the table.
It's because he hates them!
Lang's going to start handing out plates to the others like you do, just like a host would do. He's like, here, plates, you know, dig in.
Rafina, you said you had a persimmon?
Yeah.
You regain whatever the lowest spell slot you have expended.
Whoa.
One of the lowest. If you have a level 1 spell slot you spent, you have it back. Or 2, or whatever the lowest is.
Actually, the lowest is 3, so cha-ching.
There you go.
Wow, I feel great!
Lank's handing out plates. Who's taking one?
I'm gonna get some salad.
I'm gonna take it and throw it against the wall and be like, you guys are all stupid! He doesn't know that anyone feels this way, but he's also like, I don't care. I'm not eating this food.
Rafina peers into Lank's eyes. This food is so healing tasting that I wonder if it's going to change your eyeballs.
Well, there's nothing... I mean, I don't have them anymore, but
yes,
it doesn't feel like an injury.
Miles away in the Amber Tamblin, two odd puddles of gloop on the floor reform themselves into...
You're telling
beautiful
me his
brown
eyes,
eyes.
Melted? Oh my god.
Yeah, don't you
and
remember
they
melted
rolling.
Down his face?
No, but I didn't think that they would just... Ugh, gross.
A few minutes later, they
I thought it was figurative.
No. They went... There was gunk in his beard and his mustache.
And he says it doesn't hurt?
No, it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
You're eating some salad there, Bathwack?
Yeah, I'm also throwing a loaf of bread at Will.
All right. You regain a spent spell slot. And, Will, a hunk of bread flies at you.
I'm gonna Eldritch Blast it up into the ceiling if I can.
Okay, roll an attack roll.
Cool. Attack the bread! Oh, man, Will, I attack Will's the
gonna,
bread!
Will's gonna ruin dinner.
As usual.
Don't miss.
A 19.
Okay, yeah, you smash the bread. It goes flying.
Sweet. I push it into the ceiling 10 feet.
Come on,
it there's not really much to push.
All right.
It sort of explodes into crumbs.
Oh, I explode it? Good.
Rafina starts gathering up the crumbs for croutons for later.
They're nicely toasted, so your croutons are basically done.
This is how we cook. It's how we cook at home.
You can see our ceiling.
Someone needs an olive oil spell. Come on. With one
I've
hand.
Got my,
you
have
one.
My,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And
yeah.
Mayonnaise. It's time to break out the mayonnaise, guys. You can put it on your sandwich, Link.
All right, so it sounds like basically Rafina, Lank, and Bathwack are partaking of the food on the table, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Nick is standing kind of next to you, Will.
Oh.
Bathwack, Rafina, and Lank, if you've lost any hit points, they are regained. If you have any spent hit dice, they are regained, and you have all your spell slots back if they have been spent.
All of them?
Yes.
Ooh.
Kind of makes me wish I had spell slots to refill.
You don't!
Rafina says, Will, Nick, you should eat some of this food. It feels great. And then she takes a baked potato and she puts it into the organ pipe. Look!
What?
It doesn't do anything to the organ.
And thus, organ is like human organ. Exactly. It won't do anything to your organs.
Right. Put it down your pipe.
Oh my god!
You may not want to do it whole like that.
No, it could have bad magic, says Nick, with his arms crossed, kind of next to and a little
can
bit
behind
Will.
Can you detect magic?
I'm
going to turn to you. I mean, you can do that, right? You've done that before.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Wait, but does it waste a spell?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be tired, I wouldn't say it like that. You're going to be, you need to save your strength, probably.
And also, he can't
tell
if it's good or bad magic, so he might see that it's
Yeah.
Also, just so I was clear, like I said, spell slots regained, but it made me think, because Lank doesn't have any, but anything that requires a short or long rest to use again, you have full use of any of those kind of things, too.
Julio.
Anyway, now what, says Nick, and you hear his stomach grumbling.
Aww.
Nick, I think you may very well be right. This place is full of bad magic. I don't think you're going to avoid it by not eating. We're already inside.
It looks like he's just, like, trying to hold on as much as he possibly can, and then he dives at the table.
Lank holds out a plate in front of him so Nick can catch it as he goes past.
He kind of gives you a sheepish look over his shoulder, Will, as he starts to eat.
Whatever. I shrug, because I'm not babysitting you. You can do whatever you want. I'm the worst. Am I holding something up?
Not at
Please
all.
Please just tell me. Am I holding something
I'm,
up?
Everybody okay. has eaten.
Okay.
Will has not.
Yeah, I'm
what
gonna
now?
Die now. Great.
What's the time of day, by the way?
I think it's a little later in the day. It's not nighttime.
You said that light was spilling out of the hall, so in order for that to happen, it would have to be a little bit dark, right?
Yeah, well, the storm had rolled in. Remember, it was pretty heavy rain and thunder and lightning and whatnot.
Yeah, it's probably in the late afternoon, though, because
we
traveled and we were in that town for a while and we didn't sleep there. You know, all that stuff happened with Galdar. All this stuff happened with the crowd.
You kind of got to Valaki in the morning, I think.
Yeah.
From the wagon. Late afternoon.
And then you travel again. Yeah.
Late afternoon. 4:38 p.m.
Tea time.
Cool. You all look for a clock. You find none.
I need to know how far away we were from dawn. Because.
Okay.
Who's dawn?
Once Lank has eaten his fill, I'm going to go see if the door opens.
Okay, sure.
I mean, I would do that while people are, I would also be interested. Can I look at stuff while people are eating?
Of course
something?
You
can.
Actually,
you're frozen.
Lank made a sandwich, so he has a free hand. He'll wander around and poke at things.
Okay. Well, Will probably would have checked the door pretty soon since he's not busied with the food. It is unlocked.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to go out there in case that guy is out there.
So, yes, you know the door is unlocked. What would Lank be poking at with his free hand?
Well, if Will took the door, there's not too terribly much in here. There's the organ door, and you said no windows.
Correct.
I'm going to go up like to the wall that the organ is on and sort of like try to look around it, under it, behind it, sort of, you know, pipe organs usually have nooks and crannies.
Yes, perception check, please.
Ooh.
Well, let's see if I do better than the last one, which
there's
was
a potato
five.
In the pipe.
The potato is gone.
That is 14.
Okay. You don't really notice anything untoward or odd in your examinations.
Link's gonna play one note.
Ooh.
With a pedal or with a finger?
Pedals are closer.
Okay. Got it. Roll a d10.
Oh dear. Oh, well, that went away. Hang on. That's a 5.
Okay. Cool. Lank plays a note. Will, you're heading over to investigate?
Right. If there's nothing really else in here, I'm not touching the food, so...
Yeah. You skirt the table, give it a wide berth. Are you dragging your chair with you?
Your light chair.
like a lantern. I like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I can't cast it on multiple things, I don't think, right?
You could cast it again on something else.
Right, but then it would move the light, and if people are using it, I'm not that rude, even though I am. I'm not that rude. I don't think I can.
Yeah, it's just one at a time.
Just one.
Yeah, it ends if you cast it again.
So it's not illuminating the whole room, really?
It is, but I mean, it's, you know, there's stuff in the way. It's not like a... up on the ceiling, there's tables and...
All right, well then if I see that as I go over there, maybe I will move the chair. They don't need it that much. I'll look to see if everyone's done taking their poison treats.
It's still in general going to be lighting up the room, so...
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and give me a perception roll, William.
14. That's the same thing he rolled, I think.
It is, yeah. Again, you don't notice much of anything. So Lankin... Will are poking around the organ, and Lank's maybe starting to play it. You don't know. Rafina and Bathwack. He played a note.
So did his role determine the tone that you sang?
You don't know.
I know.
You don't even know he rolled anything.
Well, obviously.
While standing on a pedal, Lank will reach above his head to play one of the keys.
Okay.
There you go.
Lank will then get off the...
Oh no! Help! Oh, that's great.
Did Lank try the door?
Will did.
Is the door, and the door's open?
No, it's the ability.
Why?
Checked where was I? Man,
I rolled a 15. Sorry, I have a luck stone.
Oh.
I knew I had something!
You rolled a 15?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that change anything?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
You noticed...
No, let them talk first. Good.
No, we're not talking.
He's deciding to look a little closer. While he is, you guys are... Something's happening. Will had checked the door and it was unlocked. He probably told people that. Maybe he
didn't.
Yeah,
we're not trapped. At least in this room, is what I would have said.
But I think he left it closed.
Yeah, no, I did not open it. Mm.
Okay.
So you, what you notice with your slightly increased check is, in front of the organ, you notice scratch marks on the floor, suggesting that the organ may be able to be pulled outwards, away from the wall.
How big is this thing?
It's big.
Is it on wheels?
No.
It's got a little handle like a wagon, just there.
Yeah, you knowing that, you find it very hard to fathom physically pulling this away from the wall. That's how big it is.
Especially me, because I'm not like the particularly
even like
strong.
Like,
well,
everybody
I'm going to say
room,
it out loud.
Maybe because... like a troll or something like that, an ogre, but just
or a vampire, because aren't they super strong or whatever? oh, strut, I'm so strong, I can move this organ, check me out. I'm so great. So I would say to everybody, this looks like it moves, maybe. Like, I'll point out the scratches.
Yeah, they're easily seen once you know what you're looking for.
Right. Oh, let's try to move it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm game.
Okay, says Nick.
Where's the horse?
I look at Bernard. I'm like, can you do it?
Oh, yeah, the horse is in here.
We should have brought Bucephalus.
All right. So is it all going to be, is it a big team effort to try to move this organ?
Well, I'll use Bernard first, see if I actually am needed. I'm not strong.
Which way do the hinges go?
You don't see any hinges. You see lines pretty much perpendicular from the wall as if the organ moves straight out.
Okay. Yeah, Steve stands up and cracks his knuckles.
Cracks his fetlocks, you mean.
Yay, fetlock.
Yay, fetlock.
All right, everybody give me strength checks, whoever's pulling on this. And if you have a creature that's also pulling, give me a strength check for them.
Okay. Oh, and I want mine.
What's yours?
For crying out loud.
Oh, where's mine?
Just roll it.
All right, give me back that one.
I did. It's right there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Will, what did Bernard get? You rolled a 13?
A 13. I rolled a 13.
Lank.
Total of 10.
Okay. Bathwack?
Whoa. All right. Well, Steed's got 18.
Woo!
And Bathwack just rolled a natural 20, so it's 24.
Yes! Whoa! Nice. Is this the right? Oops.
Did you quit on them?
No, I minimized.
Are they still there?
Yeah, they're
still there.
Oh my god, they didn't see us. Wait, did you see us? Were we not there?
Yeah, they were there. They minimized the window.
They just said hi there.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we asked if they were there, and they said hi.
Okay. See, he was trying to find the button, and then you disappeared, and I'm like, you quit on them!
And I got a 17, but it's a minus 1.
Okay.
So it's only 16, but that's still pretty strong for Rafina.
Yes.
Yeah. And Nick got an 11. So everybody, except for Will, starts heaving on this pipe organ. Clank!
Now I wish that I hadn't put
a potato
in it.
That was all of our backs going out.
that was Batwack breaking off one of the pipes.
Whoa!
Oh.
Whoa!
The one with the potato? All
right.
Nope. Don't worry.
He fastens
on
a potato cannon.
Yes! A potato cannon! Yes!
Taco Bell's potato cannon.
The organ does not move.
Can I?
Well, maybe, you know, like bookcases, you pull a certain book.
Yes. Yes. Maybe, that's what I'm
going to press all the keys.
So Lang's going to climb up on the bench and just start going up the keys.
Because it didn't open while he was playing. What note did he not play?
Ooh.
Anyone remember?
Everybody, roll an intelligence check. Performance. Rafina, do so with advantage.
Whoa!
7.
I wouldn't know this at all. Can I do it at disadvantage? Because Will's not going to know.
Sure.
Like, note.
I
2 keep... is my first roll. And a natural 20! See, that's why I rolled at disadvantage. There's no way Will would know, so I'm glad I rolled the 2 and not the natural 20.
What are we doing? Performance, you said?
Yep.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah, 16. Ooh,
that
nice.
Is the highest roll of that kind Lank has ever done.
Okay. You all have no idea what note he didn't play.
You jerk.
I was just joking,
like we might
guys.
For a moment.
I know.
All right, so Lank's banging on the keys.
You know, it's kind of hard to make a pipe organ sound like that.
It really is.
Lank is able to pull it off.
Is Rafina going to pull out her...
Can I... Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I was just thinking.
No, please. I can't think of what it's called. My squeeze box.
Oh, her accordion?
Yeah.
Oh, is that different?
It was different.
What was it? That I played the duet with Cloven. What was it called? I can't remember my musical word.
The little one? Little accordion kind of thing? What are those called?
Sniff, sniff.
I learned it from you. I don't remember what it
I learned
was
it from you, Dad! I can't remember either.
It's not a mini accordion. It's called a concertina.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Concertina. Yeah. I'm going to whip it out and play a duet with Link.
Mm. With the terrible play. That's amazing.
Yep. You managed to harmonize with every... Yep.
It's like we're playing dueling banjos.
You can all decide for yourselves whether it makes it less or more pleasurable.
Rufina's having a great time.
Yeah, yeah, Lank's like, hey, we sound great.
Yes. Can I look at things other than the keys? Like, look around to see if there's any buttons or switches or anything?
There's usually stops, aren't there?
Or
stops?
Behind it or anything?
You I don't would know. Those well, things you pull out.
Yeah, you pull. Yeah, pull out all the stops, man.
Oh, wow! That's from that.
Yes.
Wow! I had no idea. I had no idea. I never even thought about that one.
So Will can be in charge of manning the stops, stopping demands.
Lank's on the keys. Will's on the stops.
Nobody needs to grab pedals.
Bathwax on the bass.
He's just humming.
Can Rufina reach the pedals while she's doing the concertina?
Yeah, probably. Actually. She can play an Irish jig on it. Because all she has to do is dance around.
So this is a glorious tune that's playing. I wish I had grabbed a clip of this, but I don't have it. So imagine that tune that I played before, but really bad.
That's and, on the
sounded almost like the Superman theme.
About, 6 seconds in, Rufina, one of the pedals you step on, you hear a click. You feel a click more than anything because you can't hear anything else other than this terrible din. And the organ shudders and begins to slide away from the wall.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Okay, guys, here we go. Step away from the organ.
Yeah.
Unless it's just rotating on its... No, it's not, because the marks are straight out.
No
is
rotation.
Is it coming alive? Are we actually afraid of that?
It's first throwing boulders at you.
Yep. Potatoes.
What are you doing there? It grates along the floor. It gets about 2 feet away from the wall and shudders to a stop. Normally you'd say the sound of it grating along the stone floor would be terrible. But you just heard what sound you all made. Sounds fine.
So it was lovely, actually.
It was lovely.
Okay, what do we see, guys? What's behind there? I can't get over there fast enough.
All right. Whoever managed to scurry back there, you see what looks like a small secret door set into the wall.
I'm going to change my light spell to my billy club and not the chair anymore so I can hold it back there in case anyone would like to open it, but not me.
All right. Anyone left in the main room? There's spooky shadows being cast through the pipes. Oh. As Will, you're not over there. You're back behind the organ.
Yeah, I'm
well
fine.
Lit.
Good. Perfect.
And yeah, there's a door hidden in the wall behind the organ.
We are so good at our jobs.
Should we go through?
All right, fine. I'll open it.
Before you can, Rufina wrinkles her nose and makes it open.
It is unlocked, and the door swings open.
Whoa!
Swings opened. Did I say that? Swings open. Inwards. And there's darkness beyond.
Hmm.
But ostensibly it leads to another room.
What does it smell like?
Musty.
Do we feel any breezes?
Yes.
How is it musty if there's a breeze?
Doing
says Rufina out loud. Anybody would like to answer her, they can feel welcome to,
because it's the breath of the must monster. Duh. Don't go down there.
All right, are we gonna go in there, guys?
Bathwax going in.
Pippa, are you in there? Pippa,
oh crap. Aww. Will Steed fit through the door?
Nope.
Oh,
that's a dilemma.
All right.
Can anyone shrink him down? He can't, like, crawl on his knees.
It's fine. I'm going to pat him on the head, and he disappears.
Oh, does my bear fit through there?
Not as a bear.
But okay. As a giant spider, I'll bet he could.
Nope, not as a giant spider. Oh.
Is it a really small door?
It's not like a normal walking person door.
Well, before I've made my familiar go into like a pocket dimension that I can summon them from, we did that with Frederick like a long time ago. So can I do that, or are you changing the rules?
Sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Whoever made that up sounds like a very smart person.
It was that's a great idea. Was it your idea?
I don't know. I don't remember it at all. So.
Well, I remember it from a long time ago, but.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Great. Is everybody going through?
I think we're all. Well, I am.
Yep.
All right.
I'll go if you guys go.
All right. So, you all sort of crouch through this small door, and you find yourself in another room.
Ooh.
There are, in the wall, there's a few arrow slits that lead out to the castle courtyard that you can see through them.
Ooh.
Occasional lightning strikes, flash through. Leaning against the wall in here are mirrors of various sizes.
Oh, God.
Some as tall as a human, and others small enough to fit in a backpack. Hmm. And they're not hung, they're just sitting.
Oh, my God, there's so many.
Walls.
There's a bunch.
Like, the walls are, like, most of the available spaces, they're just got
looks
these
like
mirrors.
Like
there's
10 or something like
is there
that?
One for each of us, by any chance?
There's more than one for each of you.
Okay. Oh, man.
Do you remember, this reminds me, do you remember when we were... in that horrible place with all those creatures and the angel.
Which one?
And
oh, the
we
angel.
Were walking through, and there were all the
yes
creatures
there was an
that
eye.
Were. And there was an eye in a mirror or in something, right?
Yes.
I don't know what that has to do with this, but it reminded me.
Okay.
Do we see anything in the mirrors when we walk by?
Your reflection.
Vampires can't see their reflection in a mirror, right? Or does that not happen in this world?
You would know that that is true.
They can't see their reflection.
Correct. That is a accurate.
Are they magical? Does any can anyone can I perceive whether the arcana check is that what it would be?
Sure.
11. 13.
You don't see anything immediately that leads you to believe they're magic. No runes carved into them, obviously, or anything. Or
and they're just leaning. Like they look like they're just leaning.
Yeah,
can
they're not hung.
Them out.
You can. They seem to be just. Like, they're stored in here, kind of, basically, it seems.
But this looks like a hallway. It looks like it keeps going.
It does, yes. To the south of the room, you see a hallway leading to what looks like another corridor.
So we're in this room now, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out and touch one of the mirrors, the glass.
Okay. It is cold and smooth, like glass.
Do I see myself?
Are you a vampire?
Well, I think you
I'm know. Asking.
I'm well, not
I don't know. I don't know Bapwack's true name.
Whoa. He has a true name?
Yeah, that came up before.
What is it? He revealed it once.
He did? I don't remember. Aww.
Where was I?
You all realize Bapwack can't see himself in the mirror.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not a vampire, but I also don't know if I can see myself in this mirror until
you
somebody
can.
Tells me.
Maybe,
okay.
You can.
Maybe this is just where Strahd put all the mirrors in the castle because he's pissed off that he can't see him.
Or it's where he put all the mirrors because in this room, it's really hard for anyone to see him.
Yeah, I was thinking
because
that too.
There'd
like,
be no shadow
was,
or reflection.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe someone's hiding down the hall and they put this here as like a, they look at who comes in and if they don't have a reflection, then they're...
Whoa.
And they know they're a vampire.
Whoa, brilliant. That's a really good idea. Should we carry around a giant mirror so we could tell if anyone we meet is a vampire?
Grab one off the wall.
Yeah. You said
I mean, I was just
going to
kill everyone that we meet. So, I mean.
That was Bapwack's test.
If they die, they're not a vampire.
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Throw them in the middle of a
process
lake.
Process of elimination.
Yeah. If they weigh the same as a duck.
Yeah. If they die the same as a duck, they're a duck and not a vampire. Perfect.
They're a duck.
It's the best. That's right. It's the best test. That's right.
We all know that a duck can't wait.
Well, I'll take what the mirror or one of them that's small enough to fit in a backpack and pick it up.
You vain motherfucker. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just to check my hair out. No, I already have a mirror myself. I'm wondering if there's something special about it. I want to check it out. Inspect it.
Is it heavy?
Yeah, you can Go ahead.
Pick it up and see if it seems like a normal mirror.
As far as you can tell, it seems like a normal mirror.
What's the back of it like?
The back of a normal mirror.
Well, in ancient times or like today, what's
it's got petroglyphs on it. It has a circuit board on it.
Wow! We're in the Matrix!
This looks like technology from 1980!
It's the word Pentium on the back. Yeah.
I'm gonna carry it around for right now, just in my hands, not put it in my bag.
Cool.
I'm just gonna see what happens. All right. I want to see if it's something.
You hold it under your chin and try to get some UV from the from the lightning.
I haven't gotten a tan in a while. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, the spray tan is really starting to show.
So Will's gonna carry one around, and I'm gonna inspect one again just to. I'm not gonna cast any spells to see if it's magical or not, but
okay.
Wait, presumably, Link, do you see anything unusual in this room?
Let me look.
Nope.
What about when he looks in the mirror? Can you see the ether world? Wait, what'd you call it?
The ethereal plane.
Thank you.
I can see that without a mirror.
Whoa.
No, but maybe there's something fancy in the mirror.
You only see that when you look in Rafina's terrarium. You have to avoid your gaze from that thing at all times. You would go insane if you looked at it.
So wait, are the mirrors dusty?
It's one
and
hell of a pocket dimension in there.
Yeah, they seem to be, and especially like behind them. This room is, you know, somewhat exposed to the outside, so it's not as.
Hence the musty but breezy.
Hmm. Yeah, you think that was maybe that smell was sort. You don't notice that at all anymore. You think that was mostly coming from like the little passage that you walk through, and it was kind of tucked behind some mirrors and that kind of thing. Retcons.
I'm going to inspect a mirror over by one of the arrow slits. Just look at it carefully for a second.
All right. You are amazed. You catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror, and you find yourself that you look more attractive than you remember yourself looking.
I paused
from
the last
time you looked in a mirror.
I paused for another couple beats. I really need a bath, man. All right. Now I'm going to smash it.
Ooh. Wait, did you hear what he said? He said that you looked more attractive the last time you recognized.
Yeah, that's why he paused for a couple beats.
Yeah.
And then
he was
mad, so he
smashed
it.
Look at that handsome dragon.
Maybe it recognizes royalty or something.
Or maybe he had a +4 bonus to his charisma in the past couple days.
Oh.
That's why.
That's less exciting.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert. All right. Suddenly everybody hears a crash sound as Backpack smashes out the mirror that he was just looking into.
Oh.
Glass shatters and pours to the floor.
Dude!
No! Yeah. We're going to all have to be careful where we step, Backpack.
I was just doing my own test.
My moccasins are made out of leather, dude. A nice soft suede here.
The glass is over here in the corner, Rafina.
Oh, that's right.
You hear another smash as Nick smashes a mirror.
Oh, guys.
He nods satisfied.
Yeah, I feel better.
What did Nick see? Nick, what did you see in the mirror?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. I didn't look.
What are we
doing? I thought that's what we were doing. Are we smashing these?
Does anyone sometimes wish we hadn't brought Nick back from being a werewolf?
Suddenly Nick disappears.
No, oh, really?
No.
Oh, no.
Someone needs to throw a fork at Nick.
Please!
Oh, no. This is so weird. All right.
Get used to it.
Oh, great.
Should we continue down the hallway?
I guess.
There's nothing else in this room. Nothing on the walls.
A lot of mirrors. They don't seem particularly... They seem like every other mirror I've smashed.
Mirrors I have smashed.
He looks behind his shield. You see him make a check mark.
Only thing that gets me up in the morning.
All right.
All right. Moving along.
Okay. So you head down to the intersection. Right, is Will going?
I'm following along at
because you're
end.
The source of light for people who don't have dark vision. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. But I'm still carrying a torch. Although
right. Sorry,
I do wonder about a small detail. Can I hold that torch and my shield at the same time, or do I have to throw my shield on my back?
No, you have two hands.
Yeah. All right. So I'll keep my sword not drawn.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Sounds like
hey, Will, we could really use that mirror to help reflect the light so that we could see even better.
There are so many other mirrors that you could carry.
No, there aren't.
No? Wait a second.
I know that there are, but you're the only one carrying one, so can you please do it?
But I've got a mirror. I've got a mirror.
In my beer. And it's been there all year.
I've got a mirror and this, and it has the billy club with the light on it. What do you want me to do?
I just want better light.
Well, I'm all not right. going in front. I'm all not right. going in front.
She pulls a ribbon out of her satchel and offers to tie the mirror to Will's forehead.
No!
This is great. This will serve the dual purpose of you can look around corners. And
Will... Will lifts the mirror up, and it's probably a mirror at least the size of his head. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, so if I tie this to my head, it blocks my vision. So
yeah, I thought you had one of the backpack size ones.
I guess I have a little. I have a little one. I have
suddenly,
a little
Will
one.
Becomes a living art installation. What do you see when you look in my face?
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.